Affordable Granite. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi. My name is Ruben. I was looking for Martin, please.
He is not here right now. May I take a message?
Yeah, my name is Ruben. I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff. It's regarding a BridgeSaw financing application.
Yes.
My phone number is 858.
Let me write it down. 858. Okay.
866.
866. Okay.
9102.
Okay, if he calls you back, he's probably going to want you to call back and speak with me. Can he go ahead and give you that verification and then you can call me back?
I don't need to discuss any personal information with you, just to verify some information on the application. Who am I speaking with, please?
Okay, my name is Amanda Rodriguez. I'm his wife.
Okay, hi, Amanda. My name's Ruben Goldstein. Let me give you my phone. Oh, I gave you my phone number. So just had a few quick questions for you on the application, okay?
Okay.
So the first thing is, I just want to verify, how long has Rodriguez, or B&R Affordable Granite been around for?
A year. I was trying to look on the application. We filled out everything last July, I believe. So it's been right at a year.
Okay. And what are your sales per month right now?
Per month, in Granite, I guess you know it does vary. Hang on.
Yes, absolutely.
I'll go ahead and I'll do a quick figure and give you an estimate. I would say we're doing at least like 6,000.
Is that in profit or in sales?
Sales.
Okay. And why are you getting this bridge saw?
Right now, we've started our company, and we're buying our slabs, and we are paying cut charges. So we started figuring, and we are on average losing about $400 to $500 a job.
Okay.
So we're trying to get the saw just to get that profit out of the way.
Gotcha.
Now, on our application, I'm actually the one that filled it out.
Okay.
Where he is the sole owner of it, will it just go like by his credit, his debt to income and everything, or does it go on the business?
Actually, so the good part of the loans, I run Bank of Cardiff Stone Division. The good part of our loans are they're not going to affect your personal credit. They go under business credit.
Well, all of our things are all under his name. Everything's under his Social Security number, our taxes, it's all together.
Okay.
So that's the way we would want it ran.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be under, the business, and he's going to be behind it. So, I'm just going over his credit real briefly. So, let's just get some information. So, are you guys shopping around for a different saw, or are you definitely going with a saw that Marble Services is selling?
We definitely want that one, but depending on the approval or not, we may just go with something different.
Okay, what else are you looking for right now?
We're looking around the same kind of saw. And maybe
okay.
Just go use to save some money.
Okay. All right. And another question. So, I've got everything here. Have you estimated, so you said you're paying for jobs right now. So, how much are you paying for jobs right now?
We are paying around $400 a job. So, if we get two or three a week, that's $1,500, $1,200 to $1,500 extra on each one that we're spending.
Okay. Outsource the work. And you said you're running about
yeah.
2 to 3 jobs per week?
Yeah. And sometimes that'll be 2 kitchens and a vanity, or maybe it'll be 3 kitchens, and it varies.
So about $4,800 a month, correct?
In what we're losing, yes.
Okay. So basically, that's a huge issue. So you're basically, and you're not getting anything back for that. You're not like putting that money towards owning a saw. It's the same as like paying rent, essentially. You're renting the piece of equipment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and with the money we're losing, we could easily pay for the saw.
Okay. So a few quick questions for you. About how much, if I ask you for bank statements, about how much cash on hand is in the business bank account?
$21,000.
Okay, and what is that, are you comfortable putting any money down on this transaction?
Yes.
Okay. And is the business a sole proprietorship under his name?
Yes.
Okay. Is the email martin1106@hughes.net?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a quick email. I'm just going to title it Bridge Saw Financing.
Okay. Well, there's one question, though. What
sure.
if we do get approved for the loan, what is your interest rate?
So the way that we work is we'll give you the maximum term available and then work backwards. So you can actually set your own rate and terms. Essentially, the longer you have the funds out, the more you're going to pay back. The shorter the amount term, you're going to obviously have a higher payment, but the less you're going to pay back. But once you're formally approved, I can go over all those different options for you.
Okay.
All right. So give me 1 second. But I will like kind of rest assured, we're just the bank that works with this vendor, but we do the financing for pretty much every vendor in the industry. We do it for Braxton Bragg. We do it for Regent Stone Products. So people like working with us because we really understand the stone industry. Unfortunately, with lending, most business loans, you have to be in business a minimum of 2 years just to apply, but we actually do newer businesses.
Okay, well, that's a relief.
Okay. Yeah, we're here to work with you, not make your life difficult.
We had thought about just buying, you know, you saw for like $15,000 paying for it cash. But then when you get into USAWs, you might get into more costs there too if you don't get a good one, you know?
Can you check if you got that email real quick? I just sent it over to you.
Yes.
Yeah, I finance a lot of used equipment. Do you mind if I give you my feedback?
No, go ahead. I would appreciate it.
You know, I typically think it's a bad idea, and it's not a bad idea. I should preface that. It's not a bad idea for hold on.
Okay.
Let me put some notes here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No worries.
I was just speaking to Ruben.
No, this is C. I'm just putting some notes on your file. Bear with me.
Oh, okay. I thought you said something else. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. I did get the email, so I will send you that back. It'll probably be tomorrow before I'm able to send that back. Is that okay?
No, that's no problem. Just once you have a chance, just download them, send them over. So here's what I would tell you. You know, my goal is not to guide you either way. We do finance here a lot of used equipment. I would tell you though that oftentimes customers do what I refer to as chasing, and so they're, you know, because it's so hard to get a business loan, customers they want to save every dollar. It's free. So what's happened to a lot of my clients is they'll get a bridge saw, and number one, the bridge saw, the cost you worry about is not the $15,000 bridge saw. It's the cost of actually getting it to you and getting it installed.
Yeah.
You know, usually you're spending $4,000 or $5,000 to get that equipment installed and delivered. The whole issue, though, is that especially for, like, your core product, it often creates issues for customers because, simply put, it's the focal point of their business, and to have the focal point of your business constantly be breaking down or having issues, it usually does more harm than good. If you had another saw, you know, and you had a CNC machine, and this was just used for, like, random jobs, just to kind of, as a fail-safe, I'd say yes, but I think the problem is you've got $21,000 in cash, and to throw the majority of that money and deplete all your operating capital, it's something that's backfired on a lot of customers that I've worked with.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm afraid of.
Yeah. The problem is it's all situational. So if you have, you know, $75,000 in the bank, you got a lot of liquidity, my thoughts are different. But I have had a lot of customers who bought used and will in this situation and regret it. I've never had a customer who's bought new and regretted it in this situation, because ultimately you're not talking, if you can finance, you're not talking about a payment difference of $5,000 a month. You're talking a payment difference of a few $100 a month.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, you're talking about one job, and you're doing three jobs a week. So I definitely think for your peace of mind to have a functioning piece of equipment, because the harsh reality is even new equipment is imperfect. Once you get a new saw, you're going to have to set it up, you're going to have to learn to use it. But I would strongly suggest to someone who is... to make the core part of your operations a used saw, especially at that price point, it's really a coin flip. You could get a great piece of equipment, you could love it, or you could create your own nightmare.
Yeah. Well, that's why we're wanting to try new, because, and I know you'll see whenever you run his personal credit, we're in, you know, we don't have a lot of personal debt. So, we can afford it, even if we pay it out of our just personal money.
Yeah.
But I think with the money that we're saving, by getting this all, I think it's going to really build our business up.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole goal. The whole goal is to make sure you're paying us less than what you're currently paying right now so you can grow your business. And at the end of the day, you can own something that's worthwhile. So
yeah.
You got my email. Just shoot me over those bank statements if you can, and then I can probably put an approval code, approval numbers, I'm sorry, together by tomorrow and give you all the numbers and work backwards from there, okay?
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. The reason it's earlier is because it's